Good morning, my friend. I hope you're having a wonderful start to your Wednesday. Hump day, we're almost there. It's a short week, or at least it should be for most of us. If you're just joining us, welcome to AFN The Eagle on 107.3, serving America's best. I'm your host, DJ Flores. Happy to be here with you, and happy to be here with Naval Support Activities, Suda Bay Executive Officer, Commander Stephen Osbaum. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Well, good morning. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Again, like when you walked in earlier, I'm trying to wake up still. That's to me. Every time I'm on the air in the morning, always just trying to wake up.
Yep, I usually get done with that right around 7 p.m. when they're trying to wake up.
Yeah, me too. That's absolutely me too. How was your weekend, sir? It was a 3-day in terms of, because of the football, Super Bowl, right?
We definitely had a quiet day Monday. Got people a chance to be able to go enjoy the game and then, you know, not have to get behind the wheel and come into to work. Thank you for those who were on duty and manning watch stations and posts and offices on that day to allow everybody else to get a little bit of a break and get a chance to enjoy the game.
Absolutely. Do you watch the game?
I did not. I solidly watched the inside of my eyelids.
One in the morning is insane here, at least when it airs here for like us overseas.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm a Broncos fan, so maybe if they had made it to the game, I would have woken up. But yeah, they didn't do so great in their conference finals. No. I think they got outscored by some hockey teams that day. Not the best showing. So
no, anything sports flies over my head. So I just kind of just took the weekend as it was. You know what I mean? Take the extra break because here in Suda Bay we're constantly moving. Right, the op tempo is constantly high, and with that we have a lot of exercises ramping up. Right.
We've got a couple evaluations this year. First one is coming up in May, so we're getting ready for that. So these next couple Tuesdays, you're going to be seeing the security, fire, and the EOC team all hard at work, going through exercises, knocking off some rust, getting some, figuring out what we're doing well and what we need to improve to make it so, you know, in the God forbid we actually have to activate for a real world situation, we're ready to go and support the installation and the people who work here.
Absolutely. Always ready, right?
And yep.
Successfully we passed a regional training assistance visit. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yep. Last year we had our CNIC came out and did the big final evaluation problem. And then coming up this May, we have a region coming out to kind of give us a checkup, give us some rudder steers and make sure that we're, still tracking along and exercising the successes that we recognized last year. And then, coming up in November, we've got CNIC coming out for another look, especially on the training programs and the security programs.
Okay, sounds like a lot's happening. So keeping that on our radars as well.
Yep. Iterate. You know, we're going to be a lot of these exercises and real world scenarios. While there are the responders who are doing the hard work. Remember, it's the entire installation. You know, should this go down, entire installation needs to be ready to respond. And that might be if you hear that lockdown come over the giant voice, or you get that notification. Please practice and think about what you would do, even if you're not a responder. Think about what you would do in those situations in your office, in your workplace, to do that. Because we'll be looking at some of the doing a little bit of an evaluation of some buildings and just seeing how are the people in the buildings exercising lockdown to make sure we can get the right word out to the people.
Absolutely. One team, one fight. Team Suda, right?
We say
that all the time. Continuing with that, a lot going on. One thing I see a lot, it seems like every month there's something going on, but surveys are always floating around here. And I like a good survey. I think they're kind of like puzzles for me, sitting down to get to do them. But a couple important ones going on, the OHA survey and the COLA survey, right?
Yep. Surveys are definitely great tools. They can also be, sometimes it feels like you said we're getting one every week or every month. But so we try to make sure that we really focus on those important ones. And these ones, everyone should be, thinking about because it affects your bank account. So the Overseas Housing Allowance Survey, and this is one that's focusing mostly on the utilities and those kind of extra cost allowances, like the moving and housing allowance, are currently going on. And that's going to validate, is that utilities allowance, is that covering your utilities. Knowing that out here in Greece, some months you get no utility bills, some months you get one, some months all of a sudden you get three or four, and so we want to make sure that averaging out, the cost is right and is covering what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of things, if you looking for people who have been here at least for 3 months, so you have some good information to go on. Mm-hmm. For those who are renting and receiving OHA right now. So
okay.
So please get in if you need to find those links. We'll look to resend those out, to get a little bit of a refresher for people. But if you haven't already taken part, please take place in that one. And then the other one that we have going on is the COLA survey. So that's the overseas cost of living allowance that says it's that's in addition to our base pay.
Mm-hmm.
That says, hey, it's more expensive to live overseas, be it because of value added tax or just different costs in different locations. So and that's the one that kind of fluctuates every month based on the based on kind of what the higher ups assess are the extra costs associated.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of focus on your shopping habits. How much are you paying for groceries? How much are you paying for those appliances and those things that you need just kind of for day-to-day things? And is that adequately covering your cost of living so that you still have some of that discretionary income to save, to invest, to and to hopefully have some fun with while you're stationed in Greece?
Absolutely. And I don't know if this is like a pop-up question for you, is this open for tenant commands as well to take to participate in this, or is it just specific for the NSA Survey UA?
Yeah, so it should be available to anybody who is receiving OHA and COLA in this location.
Okay.
Because those are universal across the across all the branches.
Okay, good to know.
Yep.
To know. And surveys are a great way for you as the higher ups leadership to get a good feel of things. But another great thing to look into is the CO suggestion box. I know Skipper mentioned it yesterday at command quarters about utilizing that. But you brought up a point that it's not really, you can't really find it on base. So can you talk a little bit about that CO suggestion box?
Yeah, so they, I think it was back early 2024, the Navy, we've always had the kind of CO suggestion physical boxes that mm-hmm. you can drop something into. But in order to, it's part of the culture of excellence movement and everything, this is, they said, hey, we need just an easier way for people to, get word to the triad. So, they created the surveys and the links and the QR codes for us, and then they so we had a lot of flyers up kind of when it started, and then as time goes by and people need room for their bake sale flyers or their fundraisers, we realized some of them had disappeared, and we know the information is still out there in some places. We are still getting CO suggestions, but we wanted to make sure that we ramped up the exposure to that, so you should be seeing a lot more of those flyers around. And what we really want to hear is, hey, this is something that I think could be improved on base, and this is how, we want to hear what you would do to improve it. We don't have all the answers
mm-hmm.
Between the three of us up there.
Right.
So, please give us what you think, your best shake at what you think is the fix and the how to improve, whatever service it is that you want to talk about.
Okay.
And then the other big thing that we want to make sure that it's used for is, realize that those emails, and we can update the, can update as, the triad changes out and everything, but those emails go only to Skipper, CMC, and I.
Okay.
So we want to hear again what you want to think can be improved on base, but if you feel you're in a situation where you can't go to your immediate supervisor to try to work out a, department leadership issue, or you feel like there could be something like retribution, or you just don't feel comfortable going through your chain of command, that is a way to let us know that, hey, there's something that we can, there's something that we need to look into. And then we have a lot of tools available, either working with the, working through the Simeo
mm-hmm.
or the, or through the, command investigation process or something to try to dig into those issues that, because everyone should feel that they can bring things up through their chain of command,
mm-hmm.
but this is a way to capture those instances where that may not be the case.
Okay, absolutely. So utilize the tools that are available to us.
Yeah, but we're, like I said, we're making sure we got good exposure for that on base. Uh-huh. So should be seeing a lot more flyers. PAO's put that up on our SharePoint page with a link to it. So, and you can just, it's a QR code, so you can just do it straight from your own device.
Easy peasy.
To put that in.
Easy peasy. Going digital. I love the world going digital these days. It's awesome.
Yeah, I know you mentioned QR codes, and you look around, the more QR codes you see. So I feel
everywhere.
Like those maybe replace surveys in some ways, but this is an important one. Make sure you keep your eye out for those. We want to hear what you have to say.
All right. And then shifting rudders a little bit into safety, I know we're going on and off right now, at least with, it's sunny outside, it's kind of hot, now it's pouring rain. But with that comes that added moisture and the possibility of mold happening, right? So can we talk a little bit about that water intrusion and mold prevention around this rainy season?
Yeah, like you said, it's been kind of a little bit of a warmer winter, but also we are still getting a decent amount of rain. So it's... And with that comes that humidity and even a little bit more humidity with it being a little bit warmer right after those storms. So big thing is when it is nice out, when it's dry out, make sure you're opening windows, opening doors, getting fresh airflow through your house, through your office. That's just good for to get anything out and get fresh air.
Yeah.
Whether you're in the barracks or out in town, you should have been issued a dehumidifier. So. Please make sure you are using that. That's going to help just decrease that humidity level and get that moisture somewhere else that you can then dump it down the drain, vice having it feed the little critters that mm-hmm. That like to start to pop up. Another good practice is if you do have a shower or something in the bathroom has a window after you've showered, get the window open to make sure that all that steam and everything from the shower can escape a bit faster, vice sit in the bathroom and start to see that. If you do see if you're on base and you start to see discoloration on the walls, maybe on the ceiling tiles, then mm-hmm. talk to your building manager. You should hopefully know who that is. If not, talk to Public Works and they'll get that and get a work order, and they'll look into see if there's a leak, see if there's better airflow they can implement, and try to get that fixed. And then if there is anything out in town and what the kind of mitigations that you can do aren't working, mm-hmm. talk to your landlord. Pretty much all of our landlords have worked with the base a long time, and they are happy to work with people. But if you're not getting the response you like from them, then go to the housing office sooner rather than later, so we can make sure that they're upholding their end of the bargain when it comes to a lease and giving a good, good safe places to live.
All right. And with that, we're going to take a quick little break right here, and then we're going to jump right back in, starting off with our Triad Trivia. So head over to our Facebook right now, friends, and see if you can see the multiple choice answers over there, and then we'll get Sir to give you your question. So stick around. After
Sounds
this,
good.
Shape of You by Ed Sheeran will continue our discussion. Alrighty, my friend, it is time for our round of Triad Trivia. This week's round of Triad Trivia. If you don't know, AFN, the Triad, and MWR came up with a new incentive for you to listen to AFN the Eagle on AFN Sudabase Facebook page. You can find a multiple choice question or answers to the multiple choice question that Sir is about to read out right now. And the winner gets either a free specialty coffee over at the Anchor or the Argonaut down in Marathi, or $15 off a community rec event courtesy of MWR Suda Bay. This only applies to our patrons, though, that already have base access, so be aware of that. All right, sir, go ahead and, if you can, read out our question of the day.
All right, so we've got a very thematically appropriate question today. It's got to do both with the Navy and with our upcoming holiday for President's Day. So, it's about presidents who have served in the U.S. Navy. So we've had several who have, but only one of them has graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy. So of the following, which one of them was a U.S. Naval Academy graduate? Was it President John F. Kennedy, President George H.W. Bush, President Jimmy Carter, or President Gerald R. Ford? So get onto the Facebook page, get your... get best guess at the answer, and they'll let you know if you're a winner.
Oh, yeah. And don't cheat. Don't cheat, my friend. Don't cheat. You heard those right there. So head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AFN107.3. Continuing on, though, with our discussions for today, a lot of Greek holidays going on, sir. Can we talk about first the Akrotiri Revolution? I think it was this past weekend?
Yeah, it was this past Sunday. So, okay. Yeah, lots of holidays coming up, especially coming into the Easter and Lent season. But first one that was this past Sunday was the commemoration of the Akrotiri Revolution. So if you were over around the Venizelos Graves area on Sunday, you might have seen a big ceremony going on. But back in the late 1800s, the Ottoman Empire had, was kind of, trying to keep control of Crete. Crete was kind of independent at that time. They didn't want to be under the Ottoman Empire. They actually wanted to be under Greece, but other powers in the area didn't necessarily want that to happen because that would strengthen Greece. Mm-hmm. So Crete was kind of in the middle of a big fight while they're doing their own fight, to try to get to where they wanted to be. So there's this big battle going on there, and they. The Cretans, were kept raising the Greek flag in a, show of defiance to the Ottoman Empire that was trying to keep control of the island. Mm-hmm. So they raise the flag, and then they attack the flagpole and shoot it down, and they find another flagpole and raise the flag and shoot it down. And then this this guy, classic Cretan there, mm-hmm. very
cool guy.
Yeah, very cool people, and very passionate about their independence.
Yeah.
His name was Spiros Kalliadakis. He decided that, I'm going to be the flagpole because they keep shooting down the flagpole. So he gets up on this hill, holds the flag, it's billowing behind him, and these guys trying to, looking at it and saying, these people are, these people might not be one that we want to mess with. And that was kind of a big symbolic gesture, and kind of turned a little bit of the tide, and ultimately ended up with Crete being reunified with Greece about 10 or 12 years later. Mm. But definitely a big battle to commemorate, and definitely commemorating the spirit of the Cretan people.
Absolutely.
Yep. And then coming up, it's kind of the pre-Lenten parties. If you're in the U.S. and you're familiar with things like Mardi Gras and mm-hmm. Carnival. Everything. It's very similar here that they do before the fasting period of Lent, before Easter. So first one tomorrow is called Signo Pempti. It's also known as Smoky Thursday. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a big, basically a giant barbecue fest. Kind of one last chance to, have a bunch of meat dishes and kind of, gorge yourself a little bit before the Lenten fasting period. Mm-hmm. So it's that's going to take place during the carnival season. It's citizens are going to go and cook their favorite meat dish, and then of course because it's Greece and Crete, cook four or five other meat dishes because they can never have enough food. Mm-hmm. But so as you're going around tomorrow, you're going to be seeing a lot of plumes of smoke coming from houses, coming from restaurants, coming from community centers, as everyone does one last big barbecue before the Lenten season. Mm-hmm. So definitely, if you got some Greek friends, talk to them, and they will. There's going to be plenty of food, and they'll be happy to have you to kind of share that experience with you. Mm-hmm. And then, kind of as they turn the corner into Lent, on February 23rd, right after Carnival. Is going to be what they call Clean Monday, which is a holiday for our local national employees. Mm-hmm. So Clean Monday, it just kind of says, hey, this is, we're going to cleanse ourselves before the fasting period before Easter. They're, going to stop eating meat at that point. So it focuses a lot on seafood and vegetables. Mm-hmm. The one thing that you see a lot of, especially at the beaches, are people flying kites. Mm. So hopefully to get some good weather, get some good wind, and definitely good to stop by some of the beaches and see that. It's definitely a really cool spectacle and really cool celebration.
Absolutely.
And then, like I said, we mentioned the carnival, which is, like I said, if you've ever been to a Mardi Gras parade, it's going to look very similar, kind of big parades, parties, and celebrations, kind of again one last big hurrah before you before the Lenten fasting period. Mm-hmm. So there's a few around the area. The big one in this immediate area is in Suda, so that's going to be this weekend. So it's at 3 p.m. And so, you know, head down to the Suda port area, and you should be able to catch the parade down there. But, you know, get down there early, make sure you have a good plan. If you're going to be enjoying some beverages along with the parade, make sure you got a good plan to get down there and back.
Absolutely.
And then the following weekend on the 22nd, over in Rethymno is what, you know, most people say is the biggest carnival on the island. Mm-hmm. There is an MWR trip, so talk to them. So I think spots are filling up fast for that, but the great thing about that is then your transportation, everything is taken care of. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. they'll take you over there. You can go enjoy the parade and then get on the bus and head on back. So the deadline is going to be a week from today, next Wednesday, the 18th, mm-hmm. to make sure you get registered for it. And it should be a great time. And if you are going to head over there on your own, again, make sure you have a good plan. But yeah, the Rethymno Carnival is supposed to be one of the best ones on the island.
Yeah, no, I remember it's my second year. So if we do go this year, I'm not sure if we are or not, but I remember last year it was really something to see. It was really fun to it was kind of cold outside, but it was still cool to see everyone dressed up in their costumes, the big floats and stuff like that. It's a really fun thing to get involved in.
Yep, yeah, and so, you know, I always like a good parade. I went to college in New Orleans, so...
you know Mardi Gras then.
Yeah, so I definitely enjoyed it. You know, marching a few parades every year, mm-hmm. and it was definitely a good time. So hopefully you get out there and get to enjoy some of the local culture. Absolutely. And have a good time.
Absolutely. Getting involved in the local culture while you're here is also another important thing to do, I'd say, while you're here.
Absolutely.
But we're going to take one more quick break, and then we'll get back to wrap up our time together. Don't you go nowhere, my friend.
She got it last time.
Yes, we have confirmed. Somebody has gotten the Triad Trivia answer. Sir, we are wrapping up our time here together on the Triad Show. Very sad. Very sad. I'd like having this interview here today. But to kind of close out, we did have a taker on the Triad Trivia. If you'd like to shout out IC1 Graham.
Yep. So, congratulations, IC1 Graham. Got the correct answer of President Jimmy Carter. While we've had many presidents who have been in the U.S. Navy, all the presidents we listed actually all have had ships named after them. Mm-hmm. But Jimmy Carter is the only one who went to the U.S. Naval Academy. Great. And also the only one on that list whose ship that's named after him is not an aircraft carrier. You know, with the submarine USS Jimmy Carter named after him.
It's very cool. It's very cool. I like the little history bit right there. And it's felt with President's Day coming up this weekend. It's good to have that kind of related Triad Trivia, right? But mm-hmm. with that, we also have a 4-day 96 coming up with that President's Day weekend. So you talk a little bit about that, sir.
Yep. So President's Day is coming up. Been a holiday recognized by Congress since 1885. And originally recognized President Washington's birthday, which is February 22nd. And then over the years, they realized, hey, Abraham Lincoln was born pretty close to this time, too, mm-hmm. on February 12th. So kind of went from being George Washington's birthday to presidents to recognize two of our greatest presidents that we've had for the country. Mm-hmm. and then in 1971, they kind of made it... they said, all right, it's always going to be on a Monday now. We're just going to make it the third Monday in February to make it easier so it's not, you know, jumping all over the place. It allows us a bit more flexibility and ease to do things like make it a 96. Mm-hmm. Great chance to get some time off, but also reflect on some of the leaders that we've had in the past of our country and what, you know, where they've contributed to the journey of the U.S. Mm-hmm. So, but that being said, for the 96 hour, you know, you hear it from me every week. So make sure you've got a good plan. Hopefully you've got some plans to get outside, get out of the house, get out of the barracks room, and go enjoy what Creed has to offer, be it, you know, heading over to Suda for the parade, mm-hmm. or getting on a hike because it's been, unseasonably warm and the more of the mountains are available and not snowed in right now, so yeah. Take advantage of that if you want. But make sure you have got a plan to get out and do something, but also that you've got a plan to get there safely, get back safely, and look out for each other.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And also coming up is it's a 96, but if you want to take part, there's an orange picking, right?
Yep. So I was just heading up to the mountains this past weekend, and all the orange orchards are just going nuts, and I've heard talking to people that there are literally too many oranges on the island to pick to make it worthwhile to like sell them. So a lot of times it doesn't come off the trees. So, but we do have some commercial opportunities where some of these orchards have given us the opportunity to come in and pick some of those oranges that they're not planning to sell, and then we're able to then take those and donate them to local food banks. And have it be something to help our local community. So definitely, if you're interested, it's a great chance to get outside, enjoy some weather, and nothing smells better than an orange orchard. So definitely, so that's going to be this Friday. Talk to the PIO office if you're interested. I know they still have some spots, I believe.
Yeah, it was fun to go in the most recent one. It was really cool, and then we have photos out and video now of that, but it's a special treat to especially get to pick them yourself and then know that they're going to a good cause, but then also trying them yourself. They're really, really sweet. I like them a lot.
Yeah, there's for those of you who go to the galley for breakfast, the orange juice machine is like when we had the executive director, very, very senior civilian here a couple weeks ago. They said, we heard the orange juice in the galley is amazing. So the word is definitely out, and definitely take advantage of it while you're here.
Absolutely. And there's also another holiday coming up. So depending on how you want to see it, the 96 can be for President's Day or for Valentine's Day, right?
Yep. So this is your reminder. So don't say the XO never did nothing for the peoples. remember Valentine's Day on this coming Saturday. Make sure you've got I know that we have a lot of people who are here away from their families, away from their loved ones. But please take that as an opportunity to make sure you reach out to those people who are important to you. And just, never, you should be doing it all the time, but never, it's a great excuse to just reach out and let them know that you're thinking about them, and I know they're thinking about you. So, and then if you do have that, special someone, make sure you've got a good plan, because otherwise you'll hear about it.
Right. You heard it here, sir. XO literally told you, so no excuses, like he said, at all. And then finally, a couple shout-outs to give, right, to the CBs for their recent project that they did at the boys' home.
Yeah, PAO office is doing a great job getting those Commonwealth opportunities out, and we recently had one for the boys' home, the orphanage down in Hanya, to do some renovation work on their facilities. As always, they provide a very important service to the community and the children who live there, but they don't have a ton of funds to upkeep, and what the funds they do have, they want to make sure that they're getting to the to those kids. So Comro went and they just did some general upkeep, some beautification, some painting, some repairs around the facility, and as it turned out, it was supposed to be a 2-day event. There's still some work to do, and we had a huge chunk of CBs that Skipper called out yesterday at quarters come in for a third day on Saturday to make sure that the work got done and that the facility was really improved for the orphans. So going above and beyond into our local community is awesome, and that was great to see.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know the video that we posted, there was one comment that kind of made me choke up a little bit. It was a dad who commented that he was proud of his son, and I was like, wow, you know what? I'm proud of all of them too. They're doing a lot of great stuff here for our local community. Team Suda always doing a great thing for the community that we serve, right?
Yep. If you're interested in volunteering, please contact the PAO office. They get word out on their Facebook page and everything, but if you're just not sure what's coming up, they're happy to come up and talk to you.
All right, sir, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, just again, thank you for everyone for all the hard work, and if you've got some chance for liberty this weekend, again, make sure you got a good plan and you look out for each other. And for those of you standing the watch, manning the posts, thank you for being out there, and pleasure to serve with you all.
Thank you, sir. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Stick around, my friend. We got much more to talk about.